This is Kids Quest, a video game for your ears. Hello, listeners. Welcome to Kids Quest, your gateway to the fantastic world of podcast gaming. Put on your pretend headset and pick up your controller. It's time to go on a big adventure with Barkley the Beaver. Are you all set to help him with his next set of challenges? Let's turn the knob and zoom off into the deep green forest. As you, Barkley the Brave Beaver, chat with your squirrel friends, a shadow suddenly falls over the forest. You all look up and see a drone hovering above, its metal wings buzzing loudly. It has a round body, two hands with whirling blades at the ends, and a bunch of long tubes on its back. The little squirrels huddle close, their eyes wide with fear. "Barkley, it's the mecha drone," one whispers. "Don't worry, little buddies," you say confidently. "I'll make sure you're all safe. I won't let the mecha drone hurt you, steal your acorns, or ruin your barn." You puff out your chest and give them a reassuring smile. The squirrels look at you, their fear turning into hope. The squirrels cheer for you. "Go, Barkley, you can do it." "Now go and hide, little ones, before it sees you," you tell them. With a brave twinkle in your eye, you get ready to face the mecha drone. You stealthily and calmly maneuver through the trees, tracking the mecha drone flying low overhead, unaware of your presence. Staying calm and thinking carefully can help us handle scary situations. Seizing your chance, you quickly climb higher so you are in a better position and launch a swipe attack. Your tail whips through the air, striking the drone, but it's resilient and readies for battle. The drone fires small missiles from the tubes on its back. "So, that's what they are for," you remark. You get over the shock of the drone's scary flying weapons and quickly jump from branch to branch, dodging the explosions. Unfortunately, one missile explodes near you, causing your life bar to dip slightly. You spot a loose branch and use your throw ability. The branch flies through the air, hitting the drone, making it wobble. Regaining control, the mecha drone spins its blades in a wide arc. You jump to a higher branch, but it manages to clip you, lowering your life bar. Overcome by the drone's relentless assault, your life bar hits zero. Momentarily vanishing, you quickly respawn, re-energized for another round. Even if we don't win at first, every challenge is a chance for us to learn and become stronger. Alert to your presence, the mecha drone ups its attack, missiles ready. You brace yourself, determination in your eyes. More cautious this time, you dodge its sweeping blades and swiftly climb higher to evade incoming missiles. Seizing an opening, you leap towards the drone for another swipe attack. It connects solidly, causing the drone to flicker. The drone responds with a flurry of attacks and missiles. Despite your agility among the trees, you're hit twice, your life bar diminishing alarmingly. In a critical move, you land a tail slam on an old, rotting branch above the drone. The branch breaks and slams into the mighty drone. Its lights blink uncertainly. The move causes your energy bar to dip lower. Just as you start to do really well, the mecha drone suddenly spins super fast and hits you with its blades, making your life bar go down. But remember, because of all your recent power-ups, your life bar is bigger now. Your energy bar, however, is still the same size, and it is going down. Can you stay strong and keep going in the battle? Or will you get too tired and not finish your mission? You dodge an attack from the blade, then leap skillfully over a missile, moving from tree branch to tree branch. The relentless mecha drone continues its attack, but you match its ferocity. You weave, climb, and dash, but it comes at a price. Your energy bar is really low. You're huffing and puffing, feeling super tired. You need a break. In fact, you need a lucky break. What's that over there? You see a big bunch of twisty vines. Quickly, you make the mecha drone follow you to where the vines are. Then, with a strong swipe of your paws, you let the vines loose. They wrap around the drone, tangling up its blades. It can't move at all. The trapped drone buzzes and whirs for a moment, then stops and goes silent, beaten at last. The squirrels emerge from their hiding places and run towards you. The birds of the forest, once terrorized by the drone, start chirping cheerfully. You were really clever in using the vines and brave in defeating the flying robot. You stand tall and proud, a hero who is not just strong, but also super smart. The squirrels dance excitedly at your feet, celebrating their freedom from the mechadrone. You start to look at all the broken parts of the machine. As you inspect the pieces, a cool idea pops into your head. Sometimes we can learn valuable lessons from those who challenge us. To outsmart a super smart enemy, you've got to use some of their clever tricks. You grab some of the nuts, bolts, and screws from the defeated machine. Using things wisely, even the leftovers, can help us solve new problems. You and your squirrel friends scamper to a part of the forest where the tallest and strongest of trees stand majestically. This ironwood tree is super strong, you tell them. You gather some of the fallen branches nearby, and with the help of the squirrels, carry them to the acorn barn. Using the same tools that helped you rebuild the barn, you attach pieces of the mecha drone to the ironwood, making sure they fit just right. Being creative and thinking in new ways can help us come up with great ideas. To complete the process, you must access the crafting menu. First, you press a button shaped like a triangle to access the menu. The crafting menu in the game is like a special toolbox where you can make cool things to improve your powers. This screen is filled with pictures of different items like wood, nuts, bolts, and parts of machines. Each picture has words under it telling you what the item is. On one side of the screen, there's a list of things you can make. Currently, the list only contains an option called Tail Hammer. Next to each item on the list, there are little boxes that show what you need to make it. For the Tail Hammer, there are pictures of ironwood and mechadrone parts. At the bottom of the screen, there are instructions on how to use the menu. It tells you which buttons to press to pick up items, move them around, or put them together. As you use the controller to put the items together, a bar on the screen fills up. This bar shows how close you are to finishing your craft. When the bar is full and everything is done correctly, you get to see the final product. Now you're ready to use all the cool tools and items in the crafting menu to make something new. Next, you press the X button to pick up the mechadrone parts. You carefully move them next to the ironwood using your joystick. As you put the parts in the right place, you see a bar on the screen start to fill up. This bar tells you how well you're doing. You use the top buttons on your controller to twist and turn the parts until they fit perfectly with the ironwood. When you have everything just right, you press the square button. So after some careful work, turning things here and fixing things there, you've made an amazing thing. The tail hammer. The tail hammer is now one of your attachments in the game. You select it and press X again to attach it to your tail. You now press the button to exit the crafting menu. You wag your tail now with the cool tail hammer attached. It's strong because it's made of iron wood and has shiny bits from the mechadrone. It feels more powerful and awesome. The squirrels jump around and clap their paws. They are thrilled to see this shiny new device. You feel excited, thinking about how much cooler and stronger your tail slams will become with this addition. Thanks to this new power attachment, you are ready for more challenging environments and enemies. The oldest squirrel in the group approaches you, squeaking. On its shoulder sits a blue bird, tweeting happily. He's holding something very special in his hands. It's a shiny golden acorn, glowing softly. Barkley, we want to thank you for being our hero. This golden acorn is a magic gift for you from the birds for stopping the drone, the squirrel says. The bird chirps away in agreement. You carefully take the golden acorn, feeling a warm, tingly magic spread through your paws. Wow, what does it do? You ask, curious. It unlocks a super cool move called Wooden Whirl, another squirrel explains. It'll make you spin faster. Holding the golden acorn close, you close your eyes and wish really hard. Suddenly, you feel a whoosh of energy. You're now ready to give the ability a go. Here goes, you say, feeling excited and a bit nervous, and start to spin. You twirl faster than ever before. Leaves and small pebbles whirl around you as you spin. Wow, Barkley, you're like a spinning superhero, the squirrels say. You stop spinning. This wooden whirl move is awesome, you exclaim. The squirrels dance around, happy that their gift has given you such a fantastic new ability. You feel proud and ready to face any new challenges, knowing that your new wooden whirl move will be a superb addition to your currently small list of abilities. After trying out your amazing new wooden whirl move and feeling the rush of its power, you know it's time to continue your adventure. But first, you turn to the group of squirrels, your little friends who have been so brave and helpful. Thank you for everything, little buddies, you say with a warm smile. I couldn't have done it without you. But now, I need to keep going and see what other adventures are waiting for me. The squirrels nod, their tiny eyes filled with admiration. Thanks for everything, Barkley. Good luck, they chatter. You give them a friendly nod and then scamper over to the nearest glowing save point tree. Standing under its comforting light, you feel a bit tired. It's time to save your adventure. You touch the special writing on the tree and it shimmers brightly. The tree remembers all the brave things you have done so far and it fills up your life and energy bars, making you feel strong and refreshed. All right, I'm all set for my next adventure, you say to yourself. With one last look at the cheerful squirrels, you turn and bound off to the huge pile of fallen trees covered in super sticky gloom glaze, blocking your path. Last time, even with your strong tail, you couldn't break through. But now, with your new wooden whirl ability and the tail hammer attachment. You feel ready to tackle this challenge. You approach the tangled barrier, eyeing the stubborn gloom glaze. Even if obstacles seem really tough, not giving up is how we overcome them. "This time, I'm ready for you," you say confidently. Taking a deep breath, you start to spin with the wooden whirl move. As you twirl faster and faster, the tail hammer attached to your tail begins to glow with energy. You can feel the power building up. "Here goes!" you shout and whirl towards the barrier. With a mighty spin and a loud whoosh, you strike the gloom glaze with your tail hammer. Crack! The sound echoes through the forest as the gloom glaze begins to shatter and break apart, pieces flying everywhere. You keep spinning and striking, and soon the once impenetrable barrier is no more. You slow down, coming to a stop and looking at the path you have cleared. Amazing. You have broken through the gloom glaze with your new powers. Panting but proud, you gaze into the new area that lies before you, a part of the forest you have never seen before. "Time to explore," you say with excitement, your eyes sparkling with the thrill of adventure. You step forward, eager to discover what secrets and adventures await you in this unexplored part of the forest. And that's the end of our adventure for today, friends. But don't worry, there's still lots more fun to have with Barkley in our next episode. Make sure you press that follow and subscribe button so you don't miss out. Check out the show notes to see how you can connect with us, share this show with your friends and family, and tell other kids about Barkley's exciting adventures. Remember, sharing something you love, like this show, is like giving joy to someone else. When you share, you help make someone's day brighter. Let's get everyone to join in the fun. Keep playing, keep discovering, and let's all be part of a super cool gaming community. Until our next exciting adventure, stay curious and happy.